Dr. Baliga here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on medical ethics and professionalism from an outstanding chapter by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, who is Professor of Clinical Medicine and Medical Ethics at the Weill Medical Center of Cornell University. He was recently named the C. Ronald McKenzie Chair of Ethics and Medicine at the Hospital for Special Surgery, where he practices rheumatology, general internal medicine, and has provided perioperative care at this institution and at the New York Presbyterian Hospital for the last 30 years. By the end of these 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in ethics and medical professionalism, and reading the chapter in the book, which is available at www.mastermedfacts.com, should set the candidate up for excellent performance in the internal medicine board review exam. Multiple choice question. Professional ethics has largely been premised on which philosophical school? A. Utility-based or utilitarian, B. duty-based or deontological, C. contract-based, D. feminist-based, and E. virtue-based. And the answer is E. virtue-based. Although the intellectual development of the field of professional ethics has tapped a number of philosophical schools of thought, virtue ethics, with its focus on the physician, have had the most dominant influence. As an intellectual and academic pursuit, medical ethics has looked to the field of moral philosophy for its foundations, while virtually every school of moral thought has been employed. Among the most influential are those focused on netting the most overall good, that is utility-oriented, those based on duty, or deontological, and approaches which are focused on the adherence to principles, not on the consequences of one's actions, law-based approaches as a reference to natural laws, not the legal system, from which certain accepted rules of human conduct are derived, contract-grounded beliefs which consider an idealized society and the notion of a social contract, and more recently, feminist approaches which emphasize values traditionally associated with women such as caring, compassion, and nurturing. In addition to these and other philosophical frameworks, when considering the domain of medical professionalism, another approach to ethical analysis has received the most attention. Perhaps the most enduring construct of ethical thought is the virtue-based ethics of the Greek philosopher Aristotle, dating to the 3rd century BC. In this system, which centers on the moral agent, that is the physician, one considers the kind of person the ideal physician should be. Thus, with its focus on the physician, rather than the clinical problem one is facing, virtue-based ethics provide a natural orientation to matters of medical professionalism, since how professional duties, obligations, and standards are acted upon are shaped directly by the character of the moral agents themselves. Given the influence that virtue-based approaches have had on this discourse, a brief word about virtues would seem in order. In context of medical professionalism, virtues are seen as character orientations or dispositions possessed by effective physicians that enable them to provide optimal medical care to their patients. Among many virtues that could be regarded as necessary attributes of an effective physician, a number would appear central, including compassion, focused on others, that is the patient, Compassion couples the regard for the welfare of another with an expression of sympathy for their suffering and presupposes that an effective physician feels something of the patient's predicament while maintaining sufficient emotional detachment to allow for effective medical decision making. Another attribute is discernment. It involves the capacity to make judgments and effective decisions on the behalf of the patient without being unduly influenced by extraneous influences, considerations, and the circumstances in which the patient's sickness has arisen. The next virtue is trustworthiness. It involves a confidence and a belief that the physician will make decisions and act with competence, guided by appropriate norms and standards, and in response to motivations determined by moral character. Another virtue is integrity, a virtue particularly germane to the discussion of professionalism. The notion of integrity speaks to a soundness and reliability of moral character and requires an integration of such aspects of self, such as emotion, knowledge, hopes, and aspirations, as well as a fidelity to one's moral values. Consciousness is another virtue and requires motivation to do what is right. Despite its intuitive appeal, there are problems with the virtue-based approach, not the least of which is the plethora of virtues from which to choose. Multiple virtues arising from disparate traditions have been championed throughout history. Examples include the cardinal virtues of the Greeks, which include wisdom, temperance, tolerance, and justice. The Christian virtues, that is faith, hope, and charity. And there is the Hippocratic Oath, emphasizing purity and holiness. An examination of Eastern thought expands this list, and thus debate inevitably follows when contemplating which virtues should be regarded as preeminent. Further, even with agreement concerning which of the virtues to honor, other questions arise. For instance, Professor Veach from Georgetown University argues that ethical theory makes the distinction between the ethics of character and the ethics of conduct and points out that professional codes tend to focus on rules which are then employed to guide conduct. However, does good character ensure good conduct? If one had to choose which would count most? Finally, can virtuous conduct be taught? While there are only some of the problems arising from a virtue-based approach to medical professionalism, the notion of the virtuous physician, one who comports himself or herself in concert with these precepts, remains an enduring notion. This podcast is one of a series of 10 podcasts derived from an outstanding chapter on ethics and professionalism by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, professor at Cornell University and rheumatologist. This chapter should provide a solid foundation to the reader interested in medical ethics and professionalism.